This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume nuclear talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom in Vienna, with the United States participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved Indian drug maker Bharat Biotech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly those in low-income countries. Philadelphia's Public Health Department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccine to ages 5 through 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for the least affected age group late Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
With cyber attacks on public and private sectors within the United States, actions are taking place to curb the criminal activity.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration will order nearly all federal agencies to fix cybersecurity flaws that are considered major risks. The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After Facebook changed their name to Meta last week, they just found out another company is already named Meta, a company that sells PCs. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As some Americans are frustrated with the federal government's COVID vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden, the CDC wants to start jabbing the arms of kids ages 5 to 11, the least affected age group since the pandemic began.
We are now expanding vaccine recommendations to more than 28 million children in the United States. Distribution of pediatric vaccinations across the country started this week, with plans to scale up to full capacity starting the week of November 8th.
It should be noted, 0% of kids in that age group lost their lives from COVID-19, and moms are speaking out on Fox News against any mandate for kids to be forced to take the vaccine.
It's great to have the option. If a parent wants to have a vaccine for their kid, that's an individual choice that should be made based on risk factors for that child. But no one should be compelled to get this vaccine because we don't need it for children, and there is no societal benefit to vaccinating children who are at greater risk right now from car accidents and from drowning than they are from COVID-19.
I'm just very uncomfortable with mandatory vaccinations for my children. I, as a mom, I want to make that decision. I want to be able to discuss discuss with my pediatrician, ask these questions. I don't want to co-parent with the government. I don't feel like there's been enough clinical studies. I'm just not ready to vaccinate my children with COVID. And I feel like there's other alternatives. I feel like we could do same-day testing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, it's what it's all about for us and for you, and it seems like common sense has been born again this week. That is something to celebrate. Now what are we going to do about it? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth is here to help us break down the details. She's the founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm encouraged, you know, as opposed to if the election on Tuesday had gone the other way. I think this is a bright light. I'm a bit optimistic and encouraged. But now here's, you know, the ball is in our court. It's in the court of conservatives and common sense Americans. Now, what are we going to do about it? We cannot, you know, just wilt away here. Because, you know, we saw right away Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and the progressives on the left, they're doubling down with this insanity. And Kamala Harris laid it out very clearly that what happened in Virginia was going to have effects in 2022 and 2024 and beyond. And I believe that's probably one of the more clear thinking statements she's ever made.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the Democrats, just outside of just getting shellacked in Virginia, as well as pretty close to New Jersey, and actually the numbers are still coming in New Jersey. It probably would be a good idea if the Republican counties and other counties just didn't report before the largest counties in the state. I think that would probably be a good idea. Like, why are we always announcing what the counties are doing?
Right.
That gives, you know, those counties an understanding of how many votes they need to find, quite frankly. I have always been one that has questioned the elections here. Why? Because, number one, they're rudimentary, meaning that they're basically, you know, 16th century. You know, no one has to show an ID. What is all that about? As well as we look at the last election, and my worst fears came true. But the electorate, the Democrats believe that they have a mandate. They do not have a mandate. No one elected, the whole country did not elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
The whole country did not elect Ilhan Omar. So when you look at the swath of the entire United States, we are a red nation. And then you see little dots of blue. And the dots of blue are, you know, in the urban centers. Every state is like this. You know, California, all red, two dots of blue. Nevada, all red, two dots of blue. Illinois, same thing.
And the consistent thing in those dots of blue is government support. Look at how much taxpayer money goes into those dots of blue. And that should tell you everything that you need to know. I mean, which means that what happened is the Democrats effectively were able to open up the citizens' vault and buy votes. This is what they've done.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And so, you know, here we are with the Democrats thinking that they can just shove. Now, if they had a majority, if they had one more person in the Senate or two, we'd be finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have rammed, and they've always, and there was a representative, it was actually a Nevada representative, but it was very indicative of how Democrats think. They know they can't, they're smart enough and they're cunning enough. They're not stupid. They're cunning enough to know that they can't get the whole socialist agenda rammed through immediately. So they do it piece by piece by piece. It's like death of, 10,000 cuts or something like that.
That's right, right.
Right?
Yes.
So Dina Titus, who's a representative here, who's a radical leftist, she actually is on the record saying that, well, we know we can't get it all done at once, so we just do it incrementally. And that's the thing. But these Democrats, the radical left, are operating like they have a mandate because they've taken over the power. They haven't taken over the country yet, but they've taken over the power in D.C. So they think that they can get their whole entire communist wish list done because Joe Biden won the election. No. They've overplayed their cards. They've angered the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically the people that they angered were parents.
Yes.
So I hope they keep up that the parents are terrorist narrative and that they have no business in their child's education.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened in Virginia is going to happen again in 2022. And if you look at the numbers in Virginia, as well as little counties and school boards that have been unnamed as well, Nassau County just basically flipped the entire county to Republican, and that was since 1997. So if the Democrats keep up with the parents are terrorists narrative, mm-hmm. and you have no business in your child's education, which they might be stupid enough to do, I said they're smart, but Ilhan Omar yesterday basically said they're just going to double down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. Sure, exactly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Double down, and let's see what happens.
Well, and what I'm hoping for here, I mean, the Democrats have really given, I mean, for all these years, they've lied to people and said, we're the party of education. Well, really? You want to own the educational system where it sits today, where America ranks, 27th, 28th in the world? Not very efficient. And then on top of that, you bring in CRT, which, you know, and then they flat out lie about it. I mean, Terry McAuliffe just, oh, it's not being taught here. What do you mean it's not being taught? Did you not read the curriculum, the outline of what is in the curriculum that talks about critical race theory? You know, it says right there in their own manuals that that's what they're teaching. And you lie about it and say you don't. But, you know, see, the deal is that to me, the Democrats have surrendered that. And it's up to conservatives, up to Republicans to own the educational system and really put the pressure on, you know, everything to really improve it. And you've got to take a look at the teachers union. You've got to get the teachers union out of the school system. They're not helping. It's systemically corrupt. It's a mess. It's producing poor results. Megan, you and I have been in business most of our lives. You know, we could never last at a job telling our boss that, hey, you know, we rank 27th, amongst our competitors. I mean, you know, you're out of there. Not even in years, in months, you're out of there. But yet here, because of the way the system works in our government, we're holding on to this inefficient system, and then we continue to give them place, and now they're threatening and saying, oh, well, parents are threatening us, and, you know, we need the Justice Department to come in because of domestic terrorism. I mean, this is insane. But look, the door is open for common sense people to take control of our educational system. The question is, are you ready to step up and do it?
Right, and Condoleezza Rice, probably a decade ago, said that education was the civil rights issue of our time, and she mm-hmm. was exactly right.
Exactly.
And this is what has been shown now in Virginia and school boards, et cetera, across the country.
Well, and we can thank the mama bears and the papa bears for doing this. They were the ones that are leading the charge. In fact, it'll be curious. Maybe Time Magazine needs the men and women of the year, and that should be the mama and papa bears of this country. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, but we won't see it on Time Magazine, I mean.
Well, hey, well, in our version of Time Magazine, we'll put it there. More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Well, no doubt what happened in Virginia gave us an opportunity to reset the stage a bit here. So now, what are conservatives, what are activists, common sense Americans going to do about this? Are we just going to rest on our laurels, high five, go have a beer and call it a day, or realize that, look at, this is one of many days yet ahead if we're going to take back this country? Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. Megan, what do you say?
Well, absolutely. And if you look at how close the New Jersey election was as well, and that the votes are still coming in, but of course the press announced for Phil Murphy, even though there's now, I think, spread, but I checked late last night, the spread was only like 1,200 votes, rather. But the New Jersey election that really stunned me, and it's one of my favorite stories, I think, of my lifetime, is that a New Jersey truck driver decided to run against the Senate president who's been in power for 20 years, very powerful man, decided to run against him. His name is Dunn, I believe, raised $10,000, spent $153, and beat him. He spent $66 at Dunkin' Donuts and $87 on flyers and business cards. And the truck driver beat an incumbent of 20 years. So if a truck driver from New Jersey can win on the Republican ticket, pretty much anybody can win. You just got to get out there. It doesn't mean that you have to have experience in the political process. Our whole system was designed for anybody. If you look at who our founding fathers were, they weren't all lawyers.
Right. Thank God.
So
yes.
Thank God. And that's the problem with the Congress today, is that 99% of them are lawyers. They write laws for everybody else but themselves. So the mandate is not on the Democrat side. The mandate is actually on the conservative side. Because, like I said, we are a conservative country. Most people are conservative when it comes especially to their spending.
Right.
They don't keep spending money they don't have. They don't write checks thinking they, because they have checks, they have money in their bank account. So we have this mandate that conservatives can either waste or they can capitalize on. And that is, as we were saying before we went to the break, as Condoleezza Rice said, education is the most civil rights issue of our time. Because when you do a polling of school choice, and Power to Parents here in Nevada just did a great poll that I'll be publishing on the Nevada Globe later, but every demographic that is asked wants to send their kids to the school of their choice. Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, whites, you name it, we all do not want to be regulated or delegated because of our zip code to send our kids to failing schools.
To be indoctrinated.
Nevada,
yeah.
Correct. To teach them to hate themselves, to teach them that if they're born white, they're evil. There's a post on Nevada Globe that you can read that a second grader, 7 years old, was sent home with a homework assignment that she had to read every day for comprehension and speed, and basically was that Columbus was not a hero. And she had to repeat that every single day. And meanwhile, Black students in Clark County, which is the largest school district here, which has a budget of $3 billion, are 4% proficient in math, 7% proficient in English. Black students,
yeah.
Third grade to eighth grade, 4% proficient in math. And Hispanic students don't fare that much better. And white students and Asian students, according to the study, is only about 20%. So why are we even sending our kids to school?
Exactly. Well, you see, again, to me, this is such a clear indictment against the teachers and the teachers union. And I feel sorry for the, I mean, there's some good teachers out there, but they're hamstrung with the systemic, you know, corrupt operation of these school boards and this administrative monolith that has been developed over the years, all thank you very much, you know, through the teachers union. And this is a sad commentary. I mean, I have many teachers in my family history. And they're, you know, the ones that are still alive today and ones even before they passed, they saw the trajectory and they were real concerned as the school board was continuing, I should say the school's unions were continuing to grow and be so empowered. And then you had the rise of the administrative state within the educational system. I mean, this is all a system that has been designed of, for, and by the teachers' unions, not of, by, and for the kids.
Right, and they are a bureaucracy in and of themselves.
Exactly.
99% of their dollars go to Democrat candidates.
Yeah.
They're a political operation.
And how powerful, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you just triggered, the reminder here that how powerful an entity are they that they can send a letter to Joe Biden and get to the Justice Department, and within 4 days you got Merrick Garland sending out the wolves, to go into these school board meetings and to cool the heels of parents who want to keep their school board, their local school boards in check. I mean, this is unheard of. It's unprecedented. But it just speaks of how powerful the teachers' unions have become, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. When they have the ear of Merrick Garland, and Merrick Garland just doesn't cool the heels of parents, but they stick the FBI on the parents.
Yeah.
For simply standing up for their children.
Well, see, this is the modern Tea Party movement, really. It's the Mama Bears, Papa Bears movement, and that's what they did. You know, Lois Lerner through the IRS, what she did, you know, to the Tea Party and conservative groups, and I'm still convinced that it had an impact on, I don't know, 6-8 voting cycles. I mean, this is how they influenced stuff, but they're able to get away with it. And, it's disgusting, and we need to ensure that free and fair elections is what exists in America today. And Megan, we can be thankful to, there's several people now, right now, that are writing books about the rigged election. You got Molly Hemingway's book that's coming out, I believe, next week. You got John Fund and Hans Spavosky. I'm missaying his name. But they're laying it out here. They're laying out what over 60% of Americans feel is that the 2020 election was rigged.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that whenever there's absolute power, absolutely corrupts. And this is the same as it is in the teachers' union, in our school system, in the election system, because there has been concentrated power. James O'Keefe just released a video of Project Veritas last night of a kid who walks into a voting booth in, I think, Essex County in New Jersey this week. And he poses as an Irishman who's not a citizen. And he convinces but they know he's not a citizen, and they handed him a ballot anyway because he claims that he voted in the presidential election. And then some woman says, oh, yeah, I remember you. He had never been there. He had never been there. So this happens all the time. So, we want cameras in the classrooms. I think we should have cameras in the counting rooms of the election. And when we did in 2020, we saw that they were pulling out suitcases of ballots and counting ballots. And this is what the Democrats call the big lie. Because the Democrats don't want the audit. And we noticed that in Arizona. Why wouldn't you want an audit? An audit's just going to tell you that you won, or
right.
It's going to tell you that you lost. But if you're so damn sure that you won, then why don't you want the audit?
Yeah.
If you got 80 million votes, I mean, just prove it to us. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
And they literally had to go to an all-mail-in election in order to win an election. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Something that we were warned several decades earlier that was going to be rife with fraud. And so... we didn't have to prove it in a study. We proved it in actuality that the 2020 elections was ripe with fraud with mail-in voting. And, we want to argue. We want to argue the point. What are you arguing? There's nothing to argue about. It's clear, isn't it?
Well, right, and this is why the Democrats have disparaged anybody talking about it, and they've referred to it as the big lie, because that's all they have. They have insults. They don't have proof.
That's what they do. But we can be thankful for Molly Hemingway and John Fund and others who are now bringing it to the marketplace, and it's going to be interesting how Chris Wallace and these others who believe that the 2020 election was legitimate when people are able to have a free conversation about it. Megan Barth, thank you for being with us.
Again, and it's just not clear how to keep keep your family safe.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Oh, yes! Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
I need front-end, back-end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume nuclear talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom in Vienna, with the United States participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved Indian drug maker Bharat Biotech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly those in low-income countries. Philadelphia's Public Health Department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccine to ages 5 through 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for the least affected age group late Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. We're going to be celebrating our military service members with the Chief Executive Officer of Fisher House Foundation, Ken Fisher. He's back with us. It's been a while since Ken and I have had a chance to talk. And we're going to be talking about the importance of honoring and supporting our military this Veterans Day and beyond. Because each year on Veterans Day, we honor and commemorate our U.S. military vets. Across the country, there are numerous local and national events commemorating the sacrifices they've made for our freedoms. While the annual outpouring of appreciation for their bravery is important on Veterans Day, it is our responsibility to support our vets year-round. In talking with the CEO of Fisher House Foundation, Ken Fisher, we're going to talk about the importance of honoring our men and women in uniform. As a philanthropist and leader of a national nonprofit with an A-plus rating from Charity Navigator for 16 consecutive years, Ken is recognized as an expert on the issues facing our service members, veterans, and their families. Ken, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How you been?
Good, Bill. How you're doing well? Yes.
Hey, yeah, we're doing well. We're very blessed, and you know, it's always an honor to talk to you. And you know, we come alongside you anytime we can with all the great work that the Fisher House continues to do. And we congratulate you and thank you for, you know, and we thank the entire team because, as we know, it takes a team to make this happen.
Yes, it does, And we have a small team, but a great team, and it's great to be back with you, and we appreciate every chance we get to talk to you about what we do.
Well, why is it so important to show continued support to our vets every day?
Because these men and women make sacrifices and bear burdens that the average American has no concept of. And that's just a fact. And behind every one of these men and women is a military family or a veteran family that also bears burdens and makes sacrifices. So, you know, it's up to us to kind of make sure that their transition to civilian life goes as smoothly as possible, especially those who come home with the unseen wounds, post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. It's vital to make sure that not only that we give them the support that they need, but that we ensure that that support is ongoing and sustainable.
Well, Ken, I can tell you, being a Vietnam era vet, it took a while, but, you know, today, if I'm traveling through an airport, I generally will wear my Marine Corps hat, indicating my service to the Marine Corps. And people are very gracious. I mean, they'll go out of their way and, you know, thank me for, you know, my service, which I appreciate. And I know most vets appreciate the acknowledgement and the gratitude of people that, you know, we defended.
Well, I think I told you the story about coming home one day and seeing a veteran with a Vietnam hat, a Vietnam veteran hat on, and I walked up and said, thank you for your service. And he said, that's not what I wanted to hear. And I said, well, out of curiosity, what was? And he said, how about welcome home? So to you and other Vietnam veterans, I say welcome home and happy Veterans Day. Yeah.
Well, you know, God bless him for his honesty. And and because people want to acknowledge and do the right thing, and this is what the Fisher House Foundation is all about, and this is all part of the educational process, because some people, sadly, still from Vietnam, that era, still want to hear and have not heard welcome home. So thank you for saying that, and we echo that sentiment as well, and I know that our listeners join with your heart for that same sentiment. So tell us about the Fisher House Foundation and the work with military families, if you would.
Sure, Bill. We're best known for the network of 92 comfort homes where families of the wounded, injured, and ill service members and veterans who are receiving treatment, as in so many cases very, very far from home, can stay at no cost. Since 1990, since our founding by my late uncle Zach Fisher, these 92 Fisher houses have helped now 413,000 military and veteran families save almost $525 million in savings. But we, by the way, I need to correct you. It's not 60. We have 17 straight A-plus ratings from the charity Watchdog Group. So that's a real tribute not only to the foundation and its mission, but to the people that work with me.
Exactly. Well, I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to ask two questions. And and then so we can tie it together in the interest of time here, because I only have you for so much time. So what are some things people can do to show their support to service members year-round, and where can they go to learn more about what they can do?
Well, let's start with that. We can go to our website, which is fisherhouse.org, and it will give you a variety of ways that you can get involved with us. It's not just about lodging. I think the second part of the question is, you know, I think it's a nice thing to say thank you, you know, to veterans on this day and so forth. But the first thing we can do is remember that thank you is not just a one-day thing, that this needs to be a year-round, you know, initiative. Just saying thank you and showing your appreciation is a wonderful thing, but, you know, we don't think that's enough anymore. I think one of the other things you can do, if it's not Fisher House, another military or veteran cause that will help, you know, these men and women transition and do the other things that they need to do and ensure that they get the care and the treatment that they need. I think supporting a veteran-owned business is something you can do. It's very easy. You just need to find out which ones there are and go and support them. They've earned it, and I think it's something that is a tangible way to say thank you. And then, you know, we can hire veterans. We've heard that, and we know that there's over the years been a variety of initiatives aimed at hiring veterans. But remember that these men and women come out of the military with skill sets that a lot of us don't have. They're team-oriented. They're leaders. And I think that they would be a real asset to any corporation or company that wanted to hire them. So those are just some of the things, Bill. But I think it starts by just remembering the service and the sacrifice of these men and women and their families. I think that's a great way to start.
Exactly. Ken, regrettably, we have to let you go. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us. Happy Veterans Day.
Do it again sometime, Bill.
You got it. Anytime. Anytime. Always. You're always welcome here. Take care. Ken Fisher, business leader, philanthropist with an unwavering dedication to serving those who have served our country, strongly committed to serving our military community as he carries on his great uncle Zach Fisher's legacy as chairman and CEO of Fisher House Foundation. You know, one of the other things that Ken kind of alluded to that we want to reinforce in terms of what we can do on an ongoing basis is to support our liberties, support our Constitution. I mean, this is consistent with the oath that all America's servicemen take, you know, to honor our country, to protect it, defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And at the very core of this is we're fighting and supporting our God-given liberty. That's how you can support, you know, our military vets and encourage them to say, look at what you endured. And in some cases, you see the injuries. I mean, because of the advancement that, you know, these medical facilities, you know, they're in combat zones, what they're able to do. I mean, you've got soldiers surviving now with modern medicine and technology that wouldn't have survived before. But, you know, they're coming back with obvious wounds. And the way to honor them and to honor their sacrifice, which is a sacrifice that they continue to give on behalf of freedom and on behalf of all America's citizens every day. And God bless them. And the way to honor that is to further and to protect the very thing that we went to protect and serve for, and that is liberty for all. Again, our gratitude towards Ken Fisher and the Fisher House for their dedication and commitment to serving America's military.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Evie Bear Carroll, yes, the host of Movie Guide TV. Hey, Evie, how are we doing? Kids not painting themselves up. Everybody's behaving themselves. They're getting ready because you're keeping a list for who's naughty and nice because we are getting close to Christmas, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're being good as of now, as of this minute.
Oh, you've already sounded the alarm. Going forward, Mama is checking the list here, okay? So behave yourselves.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of Christmas, we've got Christmas with the Chosen, the messengers, like you. I guess you had a chance to, as we did, talk with Daryl Eves, the executive producer of the Chosen, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's exciting because they're doing this concert with the Chosen, and it's a two-day event, and hopefully, you know, they're hoping they might have already been able to add a couple more days to it, and it's in theaters. And what a wonderful thing that you can go to theaters and worship after a couple years of especially here in California, they said that we couldn't worship. So
exactly, all the COVID lockdowns and everything. You know, Evie, one of the things that I brought up with a couple of pastor friends of mine is that, you know, interestingly enough, during all the lockdowns and everything that we went through, and many of the churches said, look, I need to honor God. I don't need to honor Caesar here. We're going to stay open because the people, as far as we're concerned, their spirituality is essential. And they kept their doors open. And I never heard of one spreader event coming out of any of God's churches. Did you?
No, and it's right. There's a church here that kept its doors open. They never went outside or anything to do service, and they grew and grew and grew. You may know him, Rob McCoy. He does a lot of political, and so the church grew exponentially because people really wanted that. You know, the suicide rates were so high these last couple of years because people really need community and they need hope and they need, the feeling of other people appreciating them and just, you know, the whole concept of community, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, when things like this happen, you know, we want to be able to have an open conversation. I mean, we don't see it certainly the way the narrative is being produced on television and that. There's so much deception going on. But we want to be able to talk with the people in the same community, in our same zip codes, and saying, hey, are you seeing the same thing? Am I seeing, what's going on? What's the reality? I don't want to be scared and made fearful, especially when we all agree we serve a God that does not give us the spirit of fear. but an incredible amount of power and love. And, oh, yeah, a sound mind is what we get from God. And when we, receive that and live in that realm, it goes better for us, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's actually biblical to come together. I mean, it is.
Yes.
That's what God calls us to do, to come together as a community and as a church and to keep each other accountable and to have conversations. And that's not good for people, to be isolated and the government to isolate us.
Exactly.
It's not a good thing.
Well, we
it's
saw what happened. You said depression, suicide rates were going up exponentially, all these things, that even Donald Trump had said early on that we needed to be careful not to let the cure be worse than the disease. And I think in some instances you could argue that the cure, which was mandated and orchestrated by the government powers, did us more harm than good. Which is kind of amazing after everything is said and done. I know that we're still getting through it, but I believe in many ways we're close to being on the other side by the grace of God. But again, I want to remind people of faith again. It's another reason to worship God and to thank God that He protected us during this pandemic the way in which He did. I mean, and that's not to say that people of faith did not pass. That definitely happened. But going back to the spreading events and the way a plague can work, it's like, whoa, we're almost experiencing, biblical stories of where, God is exercising judgment. And those who are called by His name are sanctified. They're called out, set apart, and protected.
Yes, exactly. It's very, we never have seen anything like this in our lifetimes. And so it's very, interesting. And we'll feel the repercussions of it for years, for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. But thank God for, the team, the Chosen, Dallas and Daryl, what they've done. And, I was telling Daryl, because Daryl's, he admitted that he's not really been, much for Christmas music. It took him a while. It was a later acquired taste in his life. But I told him, I said, I have always, I just love Christmas music. I'm one, the kids make fun of me because they'll get in my car and it'll be in February and they're hearing Christmas. And, Dad, what are you doing? Christmas is already over. Well, for me, it's never over. I believe the joy of Christmas, the gift of Christmas is one that keeps on giving 365, 24/7. And it's right there. And the joy of Christmas music is so encouraging. And I don't see, unlike some, country music, I don't get depressed listening to Christmas music. I don't know about you.
Right. It lifts you up. We already started it over here. We're already playing it.
Yes, exactly. So. Yeah, we got to keep it going. I know some people say, well, we should wait until, the next holiday's out of the way until, after Thanksgiving, then you play it. Why wait? I mean, because really, when you think about Thanksgiving, what are we thankful for? We're thankful for God and certainly Jesus Christ and of course the ultimate Christmas gift, which is just around the corner, right?
Exactly. I love that perspective. That is a good perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, at Movie Guide, you also tell the story of the Braves, Dansby Swanson. Of course, we know the Braves. Congratulations to Atlanta for winning the World Series. I thought it was a great series between them and Houston. And again, quite ironic for the Wokesters that here they were, two states that they were having a hard time getting their brains around because of, some voter rules and certainly abortion rights, the heartbeat bill and that sort of thing. And, the cancel culture being what it is, wanted to cancel these two. But, the fans of baseball didn't go along with that. It's like, OK, you can cancel an all-star game out of Atlanta. But I was telling somebody else from Georgia, I said, but look what God blessed you with. He let Major League Baseball take one game away, but then he gave you three all-star games that more than made up for the money that you lost for that one silly all-star game. Right.
That's right. Well, this is a good story because, Dansby says that he actually didn't want to be traded to the Braves, but, he just was listening to what God said to him, and he got traded, and And now, you know, they have a victory. And actually, I was, you know, I lived in Atlanta. I was born in Atlanta, and I was there in the 95 World Series. And the kind of feel around it when this happens is just so exciting, and everybody gets on board. And that's, I'm sure that's what they needed during this time period, for everybody to get so passionate about something together and believe in it. And then it come to fruition because they won. And so it's so exciting.
Well, lucky for you, I mean, because being on the West Coast, I mean, if the Dodgers were there, you could have rooted for the Dodgers. They're your home team. But, you know, in this case, this is your home birth team of Atlanta, you know, winning the series and, you know, having the World Series ring now. This is just, again, a great contest, you know, from both teams. I thought it was well played and, you know, very, very enjoyable. And this is what we enjoy sports, you know, and what sports is about, you know, that you can do this, get the politics out of the way and just let the fans be fans and let them cheer and, you know, enjoy a good contest there. So everybody was blessed all the way around. And Houston lives another day and as good a team as they have, you know, hey, they'll be back, I'm sure.
We need the entertainment to bring us joy. You can't cancel all entertainment just because the world is, you know, so such an interesting time period. But people need that to feel the joy and have that entertainment.
You know, Evie, I'm so appreciative. I want you to know about what the team at Movie Guide has done in telling these stories, these face stories of, you know, different people, whether it's Denzel, Alice Cooper, you know, Danica McKellar. I mean, this is, you know, it's encouraging to hear these stories from celebrities because Hollywood's not going to necessarily put them out there. And when you hear, you know, stories like, you know, the story of Dansby Swanson and, you know, and his belief that God's plan will never fail you, that all encourages and lifts us up. So I appreciate that, you know, the articles that you've been printing up lately with these backstories like this, they're such a blessing, and I can't thank you guys enough for doing that.
Well, thank you for saying that. I do believe, you know, testimony is such a key thing to help other people who aren't Christians to learn about these testimonies. I mean, Alice Cooper, it's just a crazy testimony. Mm-hmm. Who would have ever imagined him coming back to the Lord? But
exactly.
He did, and he was the ultimate prodigal son, it says. So I believe that. So that's, God can transform anybody, and that's what you hear from these type of stories.
Well, and it reminds us that love always wins, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And especially God's love. Tom Hanks, Finch, you reviewed that. Tell us about that. We've got about 50 seconds left.
50 seconds. Well, this is a good one because it's pretty clean for the adult audience, and it's in the future, and he plays a scientist, and he has a dog and a robot to take care of the dog, and so it's got some funny elements to it and some heartfelt elements to it, so it's on Apple Plus, so it's a good option.
Mm-hmm. And Dune continues to do well, huh?
It does, and it's got some really nice Christological elements to it, so we're happy about that.
And a great review on C.S. Lewis, The Most Reluctant Convert. Great job on that, by the way. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorite authors. Well, she is the host of TV Movie Guides. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Evie, have a great one. Merry Christmas to you. Can I say that early?
Yes, you can. I'll
about the power
it.
Grid
Thank
and
so
want
much.
To generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.